The world is always on, but you shouldn't be. Put junk sleep to bed. During Mattress Firm's Dream December sale, get a king for the price of a queen or a queen for a twin, and save up to $700 on Sealy. Only at Mattress Firm.
Welcome to Real News with Lee Leffingwell on this very early Friday morning, December 9th. It's just a little after midnight. And the title for this podcast is Public Enemy, Elon, Public Enemy Number One, Elon Musk, Part 2 of 2. Going into what's dropping right now as I speak and here in the last 2 hours. For those of you unaware of what's going on social media, last week, Elon Musk dropped the Twitter files, Part 1, which actually proved election interference by Twitter way before Elon Musk purchased Twitter. As you've heard me speak about in the past, this is one of the reasons why they didn't really, the establishment, the political corruption that you've heard me widely speak about, this is why they wanted to prevent Elon Musk from purchasing Twitter. Because this guy is leaving no stone unturned. He's letting the public know what's going on. So, as you heard in my previous podcast, Part 1 of 2, Public Enemy Elon Musk, go back and listen to that episode right before this one, where I told you that he went online and with another journalist, basically just told the truth how Twitter shadow banned right-leaning journalists, right-leaning political consultants, Fox News hosts, you name it, that spoke out about Biden during the election of 2020, during the presidential election. But anyway, let's go into tonight. 3 hours ago, Elon Musk did what he promised to do from 24 to 48 hours ago, where he said the Twitter files part two was coming out. So, Barry Wise, it's a woman, she's the founder and editor of the Free Press. She is the journalist now speaking out, okay? And let me tell you what Elon Musk posted tonight. Along with this lady, Barry Wise, I think I'm promoting her right. So, they're posting screenshots. And they're showing you what Twitter, basically, if you work at Twitter and you're monitoring social media activity, they're showing you screenshots from their point of view. I think that's the best way to describe what I'm going to explain to you, since you can't see the screenshots that I'm talking about unless you go to Twitter. So for me to explain this to you, this is how I have to explain it to you. So I apparently at Twitter, when they monitor these social media people on Twitter, like me, you, and everybody else, they flag things. It'll say something like blacklist trends. So Twitter was basically taking people like Dan Bongino, Stanford's Dr. Jay Bhattacharya, who argued that COVID lockdowns would harm children. Twitter was secretly placing people like him on a thing called Trends Blacklist, which prevented his tweets from trending. You see what they were doing? They were stifling you. In other words, you could post about it, but it would never trend because they didn't want it to trend because it did, because certain people at Twitter didn't think that you should see the truth. Also, this is what she wrote tonight. She went on, consider the popular right-wing talk show host Dan Bongino, who at one point was slapped with a search blacklist. And they post a screenshot of what, of basically what, of what, you know, a Twitter operative would see. So basically they posted a screenshot and it would say search blacklist, Twitter blue verified, multiple accounts, strike account, notification spike. Basically means search blacklist, means they put them on a blacklist. Also, this lady, Barry Wise, went on saying, Twitter also sent the account of conservative activist Charlie Kirk to Do Not Amplify. You can figure out what Do Not Amplify it means. Pretty much amplify means spread. They didn't want his stuff that he was speaking about to be spread. So she went on, Twitter denied that it does such things. In 2018, Twitter's Vajja Gad, then head of legal policy and trust, and Kanya Bakpour, head of product, said, we do not shadow ban. They added, and we certainly don't show shadow ban based on political viewpoints or ideology. Well, what Elon Musk released tonight shows that they lied. Twitter lied to the American people. They did shadow ban people, and especially during the presidential election of 2020. They were in favor of Joe Biden winning, and they wanted to stop Trump at all and every cost. So she went on, what many people call shadow banning, Twitter executives and employees called visibility filtering. So they labeled it VF. In other words, that's what it means, visibility filtering. They filtered you from being visible. And she went on to say multiple high-level sources confirmed its meaning. So she went on, this is tonight, think about visibility filtering as being a way for us to suppress what people see to different levels. It's a very powerful tool. One senior Twitter employee told Elon Musk. VF, visibility filter, refers to Twitter's control over user visibility. It uses VF to block searches of individual users to limit the scope of a particular tweet's discoverability. In other words, they didn't want you to see those tweets. And they did it all without your knowledge. So you wouldn't know, okay? You wouldn't know you were being shadow banned. Also, there's a TikTok, there's a Twitter page called Libs of TikTok. And it says here, one of the accounts that rose to this level of scrutiny was Libs of TikTok. And an account that was on the trends blacklist and was designated as do not take action on user without consulting with a certain advisor of Twitter. So as you can see, all this was an inside job, folks. This was a cover-up at the highest levels, okay? So let me go on and on. Twitter repeatedly informed Rajak that she had been suspended for violating Twitter's policy against hateful conduct. The account, Liberals of TikTok, which is owned by somebody named Chaya Rajak, began in November 2020. Now it has 1.4 million followers, but it was subjected to six suspensions in 2022 alone. Each time, Libs of TikTok was blocked from posting for as long as a week. Do you see what they were doing, folks? Are you seeing what's happening here? Again, that's why I titled these two podcast episodes Elon Musk, Public Enemy Number One, because he is. They are going to try to destroy his life, like you heard me saying, just like they're trying to destroy Trump's life. They don't want Trump running. Why? Because Trump speaks the truth. Trump can gather thousands and thousands of people in a rally and talk shit about the government. Do you think they want the people waking up? Do they think they want you to look up from your Whopper with cheese with all those GMO and byproducts and preservatives that are fucking plugging your arteries and fucking shrinking your brain? Do you think they want you to come up from your fucking stupor? From being fucking bamboozled and lied to? Do you really think they want you to wake the fuck up? The answer is no. They want you to be a mindless fucking moron. They think we are fucking peasants. Okay? And, you know, this is some serious shit, folks. It's so serious that Elon Musk, just 48 hours ago, posted on his page, "Hi, I'm not suicidal. If I kill myself, if you heard that I suicided myself, it's not true. It's a lie." Pretty much said that. So I'm just saying, folks, this is some really, really, really crazy shit that's happening right now. That's the best thing that I can tell you. And all of this shit is coming out, and the White House is silent about it, but they're pretty much being silent about it. But like I said, last week, the White House made a statement that they're monitoring Twitter closely. Yeah, because they don't want you to have free speech. Why else would you monitor Twitter? Why would you give a fuck? Doesn't the president have enough on his plate? I mean, we can't even keep the fucking border secure. We have all these illegals pouring through. Do you think this is on fucking accident? Come on, folks. You got to know better than that by now. You have to know. This is the most evil part of Twitter censorship. The whole world is censored through big tech. Folks, it's time to make a change and lead a revolution. That's really what that's what we need to do, folks. I mean, imagine having this power and control over people, right? And this was the reason why they were fighting so hard against selling Twitter. It was all about the power. It was all about the power, folks. And now they don't have it. And that's why they're losing their mind completely. Twitter team, man. I mean, I think they belong in jail. What do you think? You know, and I know it's never going to happen, though, right? But can you imagine if it was me or you listening to me? Can you imagine where we would be? Tell me this shit isn't rigged, folks. I mean, these people believe that they had the right to control other people's lives. They believed that they had the right to never hear your fucking opinion, or that your opinion couldn't reach other people that agree with you. Folks, let this sink in how fucking deep this fucking shit is. They believe that there are two sets of rules, one for them and one for everybody else. That's what they believe, that they have a voice and fuck you. This is some crazy shit, folks. But, you know, I wonder what is going to happen. What is going to be the future? Is the government, is Joe Biden, is the administration really going to fucking go after Elon Musk even more? I believe so, folks. I'll be honest. I don't believe that Elon Musk is safe, if you want to ask me. I simply don't believe it. In no way, shape, or form do I believe the guy is safe. I believe that he needs security up the ass. Because, folks, there is no excuse for political censorship on the Twitter platform. And there's no excuse for it. There's no excuse for it on Facebook either. And we know it's happening. We fucking know it's happening, folks. It just makes no sense to me. A lot of this fucking shit is insane to me, man. I don't know. All I know is I want the shit to stop, folks. I don't know about you. And I hope it does stop. Because basically it comes down to people like me have been right. The conspiracy theorists were right all along. We always have been right. I've been telling you about this censorship shit for a long time. And you know, there's a lot of fucking liberals that are on Twitter. For those of you who know that, I keep an eye on Twitter. I keep an eye on all outlets, so I have things that I know that when I talk about shit on my podcast, I know what the fuck I'm talking about. So anyway, for those of you that have been on Twitter like myself lately, you see that it's a better place. But if you listen to the White House, the spokesman said the other day that Twitter is becoming a worse place. Can it really be worse than it was? All the fucking bots, fake accounts, all the trolling, all the hateful rhetoric, all the defund the police, all the attacks on freedom of speech and patriotism. And now you have a billionaire that's cleaning it up. And also Elon Musk recently got ripped down 44,000 plus Twitter accounts that were displaying child porn. You would think that the liberals would be against that. You would think that that would be number one headline on CNN, right? But it's not. And that should tell you everything about what the fuck is going on in this world, folks. That should be applauded. Elon Musk should be labeled a fucking hero for cleaning up child porn on the internet. But do the liberals give a shit? Nope. Nope. Because they want to have free speech and they want to fucking shut you the fuck up. That's what this is about. It's about fucking control. They don't give a shit that there's child porn all over the internet. They don't give a fuck if somebody's fucking being exploited, as long as it's not them. I'm just saying, folks, Twitter has not been transparent. And it wasn't transparent until now we have a new owner, Elon Musk. So I applaud him for trying to turn this company around into a haven of free speech. I'm actually really, really liking it, to be honest. And I hope it continues to be going the way it's going. I have accounts on Twitter, but I haven't always been as active as I am now. And now it's pretty much better than ever. Elon Musk pretty much came out and said, they are shadow banning. After Jack Dorsey, the previous owner of Twitter, said in 2018, we do not shadow ban. He said, we do not shadow ban. And he's just been proven to be a liar. Elon Musk just showed the proof tonight on Twitter. If you don't believe me, go find Elon Musk and look at the Twitter Files Part 2 yourself and figure this shit out, folks. You know, I'm loving it that somebody with facts is speaking the truth. You know, and Jack Dorsey did say in 2018, Twitter is not shadow banning Republicans. Well, the guy's a fucking liar. He lied. Tonight, Elon Musk just proved him wrong. Is there going to be any consequences? We already know the answer to that, right? We already know if it was a Republican, there would be fucking consequences. You know that, right? You got to know that, right? Y'all got to know. If it was the other way around, there'd be fucking hell to pay. There'd be fucking hell to pay, folks. The shit makes no sense to me, so I don't know. We'll see where the cookie crumbles. I'm interested to see what the White House says tomorrow or the next day in one of their press briefings if they bring up Elon Musk again. I'm sure Peter Ducey from Fox News is the only one that has a set of balls to ask the White House these questions. And of course, the White House is going to put their spin on it. You know that, right? You know they're not going to tell you the truth. You know they're going to go off the rails. You know, they're always going to say something. They're probably going to bring race into it. It's racist. What Elon Musk is doing is racist. Or the best thing the liberals say is, this is a distraction. A distraction for what? From what? That's my answer. What's this a distraction from? Elon Musk bought a company, and he's cleaning it up. Isn't that what you want people to do? I'm just saying, folks. You would think that that's what they want, but they don't want the truth being told. That's the problem. I'm just saying. So let's see what happens here in the next couple weeks. It's going to be very, very interesting. I am going to be watching this story unfold because this is a continuing story. I'm sure there's probably going to be more Twitter files to be released. It looks like there's going to be more. And like I said, this was part two this evening. So let's see where it goes here in the next couple days. And I will be discussing this further. Thank you for listening to Real News with Lee Leffingwell, the very best podcast in Ocala. Of course, you're not going to hear this ever on WOCA Talk Radio. You may hear some things on about it. Okay. Let me rephrase that. You probably hear some things about it, but they won't go into detail the way I do. Because number one, he can't. You're on a regular terrestrial radio talk show and you have FCC regulations you have to follow, and you can't say words like motherfucker, cocksucker on there the way I can hear. See the difference? again, it's one of the main reasons why in the last 4.5 years, I turned down not one, but two offers to have my own morning radio show from here to Gainesville, and the other one was from here to Jacksonville. But I turned them down. I don't want to be on the radio. I don't want to be limited working for somebody. I don't want to be told what I have to do like a fucking puppet. And I certainly cannot be bought or paid for by any political establishment. And you know what? That makes the Real News with Lee Leffingwell podcast stand out among others. Because I really don't give a fuck what people think about my podcast. I simply don't care. I'm just going to fucking spill the beans, tell the truth, and that's what you're going to get from me. So, thank you again for listening. I can't do it without you guys listening. Thanks for the support, the emails, keep them coming. And you haters also, because guess what? Some of you may hate me, and some of you are haters, but you're still listening, right? So that's got to count for something. So, thank you for listening on this early Friday morning, and talk to you very soon.